Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Erchin Daftes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, on the seventh line, B'yomid Yubashur. B'yomid Yubashur ben Levi, Bikshu Lemanois Shleilitain Masa Lekuhuna. In the days of Rishon ben Levi, they wished to come together and rule that Masa Rishon may not be given to the Kohanim. Amin, Man Yeel, Rishon ben Levi, Dehu Masail Le Levoi, Al Besail Le Kohanim. Amma Be'efim Ba'arba Mekoimith Nikru HaKohanim Leviim, Vezeh Echad Mehem, Ba'Kohanim Leviim, Bnei Tzadok. They said, who will enter the Beit Medrash? Rishon ben Levi, who will help the Leviim, since he's a Levi himself. He came, but he instead helped the Kohanim. He said that in 24 places, Kohanim were referred to as Levi. One such place is in Yechezkel, Perek Mem Dalad, Pasuk Tezvav, and the Kohanim, the Leviim, the children of Tzadok. Rabbi Yamin bar Gidul, Rabbi Acha, Haven Yasrin, Amrin, Vahaksiv, Vahayakoyin, Ben Aaron, Yem Leviim, Be'ese, Be'aseh HaLeviim. The Gemara asked that Rabbi Yamin bar Gidul and Rabbi Acha were sitting and saying, but the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Perek Yud Pasuk Lamentes, and the Koyin, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Leviim at their tithing. And this indicates that the Kohanim receive Maaseh. Litun lai Trumas Maaseh. The answer is no. Litun lai Trumas Maaseh. They are there to be given Trumas Maaseh, but not Maaseh Rishon. Va'aksiv alevim yalu es, you should say Maaseh Maaseh. The question is, but the Pasuk says there, and the Levim shall bring up the tithe from the tithe. Rav Chuna v'chevraya chad min hoin ama levnei levi, matha v'lemer u'levnei elamikan, there was a disagreement between Rav Chuna and the Chevraya. One said that the Pasuk, when it says in Bamidbar, Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Aleph, and to the children of Levi, I have given all tithes of Yisrael as an inheritance, why didn't it just say to the children of Levi? What's the end? It teaches that we may give Maaseh to the Kohen. Rav Chuna Amar Afilu Leis Ksiv El Livnei Noisnim Maaseh LeKohuna Elemanda Amar Palan Barei Yasav Mekamas Palan V'Shar Nechasei Yoshub Banai Dilma Loi Nasav Imhoin. The other opinion said that even without the word and, we could still give Maaseh to the Kohen. If a person is coming to bequeath his estate to his children and say, and he says, my son Ploini should receive a certain gift and the rest of my estate should be inherited by my children, would Ploini not also be included? Just because the Kohanim receive the 24 gifts, should that prevent them from receiving Maaseh as members of the tribe of Levi? Rav Yonah Yav Maasoi Rav Acha Bar Ula Lo Mishum Dahava Koyin Ela Mishum Dahava Lai Bar Yiraisa. Rav Yonah gave his Maaseh to Rav Acha Bar Ula, not because he was a Koyin, but because he was involved in Torah learning, who should preside a Levi. Ma'ataima Vayema La'am Yeshu Yerushalayim La'seis Manasa Koyhanim Valaviyim Leman Yechzeku B'Torah Hashem. What's the source for this? That a Talmud Chacham precedes a Levi? It's a pasuk in Devar Yomim base, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Dalad, and he commanded the inhabitants of Yerushalayim to give the portion of the Kohanim and the Leviim in order that they be strengthened in the law of Hashem. Rav Huna Leinasev Maaseh, Rav Acha Leinasev Maaseh, Rav Chiba Abba Hoiri Al Garmei Laseis Lechutz Laoetz Begain Leinmeisev Maaseh. Rav Huna, who was a Kohen, would not accept Maaseh. Rav Acha also would not accept Maaseh, and Rav Chiba Abba moved to Chutz Laoetz to avoid being pressured to accept Maaseh. Shal Bar Nash Lerabi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shalu Rabbi Yonason Maud in Asav, Amulai Sav, Umad Nafal Leshvat Leshiftecha, Nafal Lach. A Kohen once asked Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman if he should accept Maaseh. Rabbi Shmuel responded that he should, and that which he accepts he should view as if it fell to the tribe of Levi of which he is a member. Rabbi Yanai Mevaked Lekirivoi Kad Tavyin Chachrin Ara Lechachrin Ela Min Dachalunia. Rabbi Yanai ordered his relatives, when you accept the field as a sharecropper, only accept from non-Kohanim, as if the landowner is a Kohen, he will incorrectly keep the Maaseh for himself. Although one should not give Maaseh to a Kohen, if it was already given, one cannot legally extract it from him. Why is this? Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chavav, when you take the tithe from the children of Yisrael, which I have given you from them as your inheritance, you shall set aside from it a gift for Hashem. A tithe from a tithe means you may extract it from Bnei Yisrael, but not from a Kohen or a Levi. Rav Lazar supports this by saying that when you take the Pasuk says when you take the tithe from the children of Yisrael, and that means you may extract it from Bnei Yisrael, but not from a Gentile, If one bought produce from a Gentile after the pile was smoothed, he does not need to separate Trumas Maaseh from it for the Kohen.